Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're tackling something that's pretty powerful and maybe a little overlooked, and that's gratitude for support. So, we're going to be digging into a lesson on this topic, exploring, just how crucial it is to really see and value the people who help us through all of, life's ups and downs.
You know, what always gets me about this is how often we just kind of fly through our days,
Yeah.
right? Without even really stopping to think about all the helping hands and the words of encouragement that are like lifting us up along the way. It's
Right.
almost like we're on autopilot and we miss those little moments of connection.
It's so true. And we all hit those bumps in the road, right? Some are little, some are massive. But this lesson is a good reminder that the support we get, whether it's from family, friends, or even complete strangers, I mean, that can really be the thing that sees us through.
It really can. It's like, imagine trying to cross, I don't know, like a raging river, right? On your own. Scary, right?
Yeah.
But if you have a really strong bridge, you can get across safely. That's kind of what support does, I think. It gives you that safe passage, through those rough waters.
I love that. What a powerful way to think about it. And it really makes me think about all the different ways that support shows up. It's not always some big dramatic thing, is it? Sometimes it's just like a friend offering you a ride when your car breaks down.
Totally. It's like a mosaic almost. You've got all these little pieces, some are big, some are small, and they all come together to make this bigger picture of support.
Yeah.
It could be like a family member just being there to listen when you're going through something really tough, like just offering that emotional support when you need it the most.
Or even just knowing that somebody's got your back,
Right.
that they're there to listen, no judgment. The lesson really emphasizes how comforting and empowering that can be.
Yeah, and there's a really interesting psychological reason for that. Studies have shown that when we feel supported, it actually makes us feel better about ourselves. It helps us build trust in other people. It even helps to lower those stress hormones that we all have.
So it's not just like a nice warm feeling. There's like real science behind it. It's like a mental and emotional boost.
Exactly. And the lesson kind of encourages us to really pause and think about that for a minute, to think about the people who have been there for us. The specific things they did to support us and how those things made us feel.
I love that. It's like taking a time out from the craziness of life and really appreciating that support network.
And that taking stock is really important because it's when we recognize that support that we start to feel truly grateful for it. Research has even shown that this kind of awareness can lead to, higher self-esteem and more positive emotions. It's like this ripple effect of good stuff.
That's so true. And that brings us to another really important point, and that's giving back. The lesson makes it clear. Gratitude is a two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting support is amazing, but there's something equally powerful about giving back. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated, right? Sometimes just saying thank you can mean the world to somebody.
I love that. There's this great story in the lesson about that, actually. It talks about how a simple thank you isn't about keeping score or anything like that, It's just a genuine way to like nurture those relationships.
It really is. And that nurturing can look like a lot of different things, like offering to help someone out, spending quality time with them, or just letting them know you appreciate them. All those things can really strengthen our bonds and create more positivity in the world.
So it's about turning that feeling of gratitude into something tangible, putting it into action.
And that's where things can get a little tricky, right? Because
Yeah.
sometimes, expressing gratitude, especially for the support we've gotten, it can be kind of awkward, you
Yeah.
can feel a little vulnerable too, because it means admitting we needed help in the first place.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not always easy to do.
No, it's not.
But the lesson actually addresses that, which I thought was really interesting. It lays down this challenge. Pick one person who has really been there for you and do something nice for them as a way of showing your appreciation.
I love that. I think it's so smart because it's about turning those warm, fuzzy feelings of gratitude, into something r real and concrete. It's about taking that appreciation and making it into something that strengthens that connection between you.
And it doesn't have to be something huge, right? Like some grand gesture.
No, not at all.
The lesson is really clear that even small acts of kindness can have a big impact. With a
Absolutely.
handwritten thank you note, or offering to help with a chore, or even just really listening to someone.
It's about those thoughtful little things that come from the heart, And the interesting thing is there's actually research that shows that expressing gratitude this way, it doesn't just benefit the person you're thanking, it actually makes you happier too.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Really? So by expressing our gratitude, we're not just making someone else's day, we're actually giving ourselves a happiness boost. I like that.
Exactly. It's like this awesome positive feedback loop. And, as we're talking about all these incredible benefits of recognizing and reciprocating support, I can't help but think about our listeners, especially those who are taking on this gratitude challenge.
Yeah, me too. It makes me wonder, as you've been thinking about the support in your own life, what surprised you the most? Has anything unexpected come up for you?
That's such a good question. I think what often surprises people is how much support they've actually received without even realizing it. Like suddenly you see all these little acts of kindness that were always there, but maybe you were just too busy to notice.
It's like those hidden picture puzzles, where you have to really focus to see the image. Once you start looking for support, you realize it's everywhere.
Yes, exactly. And that's where the real magic happens, I think. When you shift your perspective to one of gratitude, you start to see the world differently. All those everyday moments of support, a coworker grabbing you a coffee, a friend sending you a funny meme to cheer you up, a stranger holding a door open, they all take on a new meaning.
It's like those moments light up and you realize how much goodness and care there is all around.
And then as you become more aware of all that support, it just makes sense that you want to express gratitude for it.
Right.
You want to let those people know that their actions mattered.
So how do you do that in a way that feels real and meaningful? I think it's easy to get caught up in thinking you need to do something really big or elaborate, but you've been talking about the power of small acts of kindness. It is, isn't it? You start to overthink it. Like, what's the perfect thing to do? But I guess what I'm hearing is it's really the thought that matters. It's about finding those little genuine ways to show you appreciate someone that really resonate with both of you.
Absolutely. It's like you're speaking a language of gratitude, But it's not just words. It's those thoughtful gestures that say, "Hey, I noticed what you did and I really value it."
So, like, if someone was there to listen when you were going through something tough, maybe just reaching out to check in with them would be a nice way to show your gratitude.
Definitely. Or if someone helped you out with something practical, maybe you could offer to return the favor somehow, just to show that you didn't take their kindness for granted.
And sometimes, even just saying it out loud,
Right.
telling them face to face how much their support meant, that can be so powerful.
It really can. Those genuine words of appreciation, they can create such a strong connection. As we wrap up this deep dive into gratitude for support, I think it all comes down to making it a habit,
Yeah.
like really weaving gratitude into your everyday life.
Like making it a point to notice the good things, to appreciate the people who brighten your day, and to find those authentic ways to say thank you.
Exactly. And the more you do it, honestly, the easier it gets. It really is like a muscle, The more you practice gratitude, the stronger it becomes, and it has this ripple effect on your relationships and, well, your whole life.
So for everyone who's joining in on that gratitude challenge, remember to enjoy this process of appreciation. Don't worry about trying to do something over the top. Just focus on those small, meaningful actions that come from the heart.
And remember, gratitude's not a finish line, it's a journey. It's something you keep working on day after day. And the more you embrace it, the more you start to realize that we're all connected in this web of support.
Well, that's a great note to end on, I think. Thank you so much to everyone for joining us for this deep dive on gratitude for support. We hope it's encouraged you to really look at the incredible people in your life and to find those special ways to show your appreciation.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.